So hey guys, this is Jay Wild behind the scenes. You asked for some behind the scenes type stuff, so I thought I'd start with how I select scripts. Now, I do it a little differently than most people, I think. A lot of the scripts that I get are mainly requests by people that send me what they want. When I do search for my own scripts, it's usually something that I'm really wanting to find, like more F for F, or I have an itch to find a pegging script or something like that that I don't have already in my repertoire. And most times I have between 10 and 40 scripts in my queue that people have sent me that are usually listed publicly for the most part. But most people, I think, go out and search for the tags that they want. I think that is the best way to look over Reddit. The one place that you can look over GWA. That's where a lot of the scripts are. Audible has some too, but usually they're the same ones as GWA. I'm not a huge fan of Audible. GW Audible, I think, is what it's the actual name is. Darkside Playground has a script list, actually. It's in their wiki, which makes it really easy to find scripts on Darkside. You're welcome. And then there's also Scriptwriters Guild has scripts as well. You can also find your favorite writer, which I'll often do. I'll go look for particular writers that I like a lot. And we'll look through what has not been filled of their scripts and find one that fits me. So that helps as well. If you're looking to start out and you want to start out something easy, I would go with Pillow Talk Audio or Kinky Pillow Talk Audio. Those scripts are a little bit more lighter. I use a lot of those for my YouTube stuff. As far as scripts here, I don't use any scripts here without the writer's explicit permission. Most of the time, the stuff that I do here is improvised. I come up with like a basic couple, three sentences of what I'm looking to do, and then I improv it. Sometimes it may need a bit of a timeline. Some of the Good Boy Boot Camp ones need some bullet point type things to where I know where I'm going with it, rather than just, oh shit, where do I go next? But yeah, scripts are mainly look for tags or find writers that you like. If you are looking for scripts and you need recommendations, feel free to reach out to me. I know quite a bit of the writers that are out there and how to find stuff. Sadly, Pastebin took down their search engine. So you can't search for scripts directly on Pastebin. If you plan on posting them on Reddit, though, they have to have a Reddit link, not just a Pastebin link, at least on GWA. DSP, we don't care as long as the Pastebin is up there and you credit who wrote it. Yeah, let's see. But yeah, I would make sure one thing that I'm very, very bad about doing, I will skim a script. I'll read, the first couple paragraphs and then I'll kind of skim over it to make sure there's no tags that I don't want or there's nothing in there untoward or things that I wouldn't do. I would recommend reading through it a few times before you perform it. I've been performing for 3+ years, so reading a script cold is fairly easy for me. But I've been tripped up before. Actually, one of my first live performances on Discord, I did a script entitled, so I think The First Girl. It was a horror script. And I didn't realize there were so many tone changes in it. Now, I mean, you guys know I'm pretty good at tone changes, but on the fly of being like, I'm terrified, I'm crying, then I'm playing with myself, then it was a lot to do live, especially for one of my first live scripts. But I managed through it, and apparently it's a pretty popular audio of mine. But yeah, let's see what other tips I can give for starting out with recording. I won't go into equipment. That's a whole nother audio. I would say make sure you get in the right headspace. You have to be excited to do it. shouldn't seem like a chore. I know that this is my quote-unquote job, but I love my job, and it's never a chore to come in here and record, or rarely ever a chore to come into my closet and record. But I would also come up with a warm-up routine. I used to have a more extensive one where I did, like, I'd sing a song, and then I'd drink a glass of water, and then I'd do, like, watch a little bit of porn or listen to a little bit of porn or whatever, read some porn, that type of thing to kind of get me in the mood. I don't really have to do that anymore. Right now, I just warm up my voice with a song while I'm setting stuff up. So, yeah, I sing a lot right before I record, which might be why my singing's improved a little bit. But anyway, but yeah, pick out your scripts, have them set, or if you have an idea and you want to try improv, you know, I say at least have 3 or 4 sentences on a page and go from there. I edit as I go along, which I know a lot of people do not do. It takes them out of the groove, kind of. But I find it easier to edit out my mistakes and then do them again. Some people will also use a noise like a clap or a snap to show where the mistakes are so they can remove them later. Or they'll use a snap for mistakes and a clap for sound effects. I'll also just open up a label track and label my sound effects as I go along, which makes it easier for editing in the long term. And when you have to edit as many audios as I do, which I'm not sure you guys know exactly how many audios I do a month, but it's upwards of 30 to 40. So having to edit that many audios, I kind of like to make it as streamlined as possible. I also have a dog clicker. This is used for training dogs, but it also works really well to make a nice big symbol in Audacity to tell you, hey, cut that line there. I do it with collabs a lot. It's like one line, dog clicker, next line, dog clicker. But you could use it for mistakes or for sound effects. I say a lot when I'm rambling on. But yes, so just look for the tags that you want to do. Think about what you like to perform. There's almost always a script out there that you're going to find that covers what you want. And if there isn't, asking around the community for someone to write one isn't the wrong way to go about it, but be prepared for a lot of no's. But yeah, other than that, read over everything a couple times and get used to it. If you write your own script, one thing I recommend doing is reading it out loud, even if you don't like your voice and you wrote it for someone else to read, because you'll tend to notice things in the flow that you wouldn't notice in writing. So when you read it out loud, you may be like, oh, well, I just said 3 B words in a row and that just sounds weird. Let me switch that around. Or, wow, I said dutifully like 6 times in this paragraph. So you catch things that you don't normally catch when writing it. So I recommend everyone who writes scripts to read them out loud, or at least in your head. But it works better if you can do it out loud, even if it's whispered. Don't have to record it, just read it so you know what it sounds like. Anyway, that's my scripts tips for now. If you have any questions or anything that I didn't answer, feel free to put them in the comments below. And now I sound like a YouTube video. Or send them to me by message on Patreon. And I'll get back to you with whatever answer is best, I guess, for me. Yeah, I don't do well with this off-the-cuff stuff, but there you go. That's it. If you think of a topic also that you would like to hear me expand upon that isn't my personal life, that's, you know, whatever topics, whether they be audio production, editing, picking scripts, posting, marketing, if you want to know more, how I get into characters or anything like that, whatever you think of that you'd like to throw out there. I won't promise that it'll end up as a audio, but I will endeavor to make it so, if it's something that I'm willing to talk about. So anyway, thank you for listening. If you've made it all the way to the end of this nice long ramble here about scripts, and have a wonderful, wild day.